Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wreck the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
call. Hail, hail, from the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Fuck off. He's an asshole!
Oh, yeah, hold on, people. Hold on, y'all. Y'all, hold on. Let me get this out.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smelly Prize.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smelly Prize.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
You got shit for brains.
Avon calling.
Yo, punk. Avon.
Hey. Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is ready.
Oh. God damn it, my bad. All right. Now, this is getting a little fucking ridiculous. Blog Talk Radio and all these goddamn pop-up ads, man. This is getting a little fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see this shit. Fuck your goddamn premium shit. This is some bullshit, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we're live up in here. Wreck the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're back up in the building. Wednesday, Wednesday presents. Yeah, we almost back. Yeah. Oh! And we're doing it big, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, go ahead and get your phone line. We just hanging out, chilling like a mother melon, you know what I'm saying? Smoking, toking, doing what it do. Y'all heard it? We come through, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Oh, yeah.
Timmy!
Is in the building also. What happened?
Konnichiwa, baby.
Oh, konnichiwa.
How's it konnichiwa, going?
My lady. How are y'all?
Hey, I'm back on the ship. Feels good to be home
hey,
again.
You know.
You're pretty good. Not.
Oh, that's what they was telling me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
It's all good. I was up early. Watching The Price is Right, you know what I'm saying? And gotta get his quick
forget
promo.
Forget the major dogs and cats, man.
I gotta get his quick promo to The Price is Right, located off of Bush Boulevard and 40th Street, right in between the Wendy's and the Hess gas station. That is The Price is Right. Go and check them out. Alright. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
off. What's happening in
Vegas? He's an asshole.
Oh. No, I didn't get to fucking make it to Vegas, people. Shit crapped out on me. So I gotta push the date back. But, hey. Show must go on. I've been around town, though, getting shit done, man. And goddamn van still, you know, I had junked that shit, so it was kind of rough. A couple of days with no transportation. And then, you know, now I'm borrowing in the car, so that's still a little rough. So I'm maintaining, you know what I'm saying? Head down to the Classic this weekend. Shouts out to FAMU and Bethune-Cookman College doing their thing this weekend. Also, Battle of the Bands, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing between the two bands. So that's what's up. And, yeah, going down there to do my vending, though. I'm going out there to vend a little bit and get my cell on, take the tobacco and snacks and all that kind of stuff. Hang out, you know.
We have to yesterday. I was ready to hang out.
Yeah, man. Call myself doing remote show and get out there on Trey Foe. Shouts out Trey Foe, everybody that hung out yesterday on the block. You know what I'm saying? Party Town's out there. Shouts out P&D Express. That be out there. Homeboy hung up there. Shouts out to Mitch Million there. You know what I'm saying? All right. My homeboy Sleepy J came through. Let's see who else hung up there. But doing the show, you know what I'm saying? I got Wi-Fi out there, so I went to go and schedule the show, and it got hung up. You know what I'm saying? On the schedule, like submit parts. When I submitted the show, the internet froze on me. So I thought it didn't. You know what I'm saying? Schedule the show. So when I went back on, It didn't show a show. So, you know what I'm saying? But then the internet kept cutting off. The Wi-Fi kept shutting out. So I was like, fuck it. I ain't, because if I can't, you know what I'm saying, run the switch, you know what I'm saying, then there ain't no way I'm, you know, just sit up there and just straight talk on the phone. So I wasn't sure who was going to be able to come
through. Well, I know I could have worked that switchboard. He was ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I you know, ain't been on in a minute, you know what I'm saying? Ain't know who been around. You know, so, but,
gotta work it in the neighborhood, bro.
Yeah, that's why I was like, fuck, man. But then I had to move, I shut the laptop off and I had to move it closer. And then when I moved it closer, it ended up, getting, whatchamacallit, you know what I'm saying, it ended up connecting. So then when I started connecting, you know what I'm saying, connecting it was just. It was all after the fact. I was just, you know, it was all good.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I was missing you.
Yeah.
You always make my day.
We
always,
you know,
bring a good smile and a laugh from the heart.
Yeah. Been checking the archives out. Shouts out to everybody in the archives who are checking out the show on the archives. You know what I'm saying? Not actually live, but you can go to www.blogtalk. Damn, choking up from the weed. blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio and check us out. Also, got a new website. It's up and running. You know what I'm saying? Improvements is on the way. But you can go and check out www.wdge.webs.com. That's the official Wrecking the Game Entertainment home. You know what I'm saying? New exclusive pictures, videos, all that stuff you ain't going to see on YouTube, Facebook, no other place on the internet but right there on that web page. So make sure you check that out and sign up, become a member. You can sign up with your Facebook, you know what I'm saying, if you got your Facebook. So do that too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm offline right now. I'm going to do that.
It's all good. Sign up and do the do. You know, it's all good. But, yeah, that's what I've been working on. You know, I've been working on that, getting the website up and running and getting the affiliates up. Anybody want to be an affiliate, you know what I'm saying, get your link posted on my website. You know what I'm saying? I only charge $20, you know what I'm saying, to get you for me to post your link. Guarantee, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get some hits because I do give advertisement right here on the radio show for all affiliates that, you know what I'm saying, that want to sign up. So hit me up in the email, wdgeradio@gmail.com. And, yeah, we get affiliated. We get linked up. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see Seti and his show?
Oh, yeah.
He's been bringing up?
Yeah.
Coming up.
Not on his show, but he's
featured now on BTR.
Yay.
Yeah. Shout out to, y'all know that. My dog putting in his grind. Well, we linked up. You know what I'm saying? You can check out his shows actually on the website. He first member. Shouts out to Teddy J for being a first member on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? The official site. And that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, shouts out to Goopy Bone, everybody out there. Mr. Side, I don't know where you at right now, but I'm pretty sure he'll be swinging.
Probably heading home now.
Mm. Yeah, he's just getting off work. Yeah, it's good, people. You know what
I mean? I'm having a moment with you. It's Weeds Day Wednesday.
Yeah, you know that. And since
you know?
It is, you already know what I got to play. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's get out, people. Let's get out.
Smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine. I gotta
time to get high.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Timmy!
All right, all right. I got to give a quick shout out real quick. You know what I'm saying? Blood,
yeah.
Sweat, and Piff up in this Mudanica. You know what I'm saying?
It's popping off in you.
Yeah, it's going down. And, don't forget, people. Oh, shit, we got somebody calling in. Y'all can check us out on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got the iTunes podcast and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You check us out. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to the RSS feed. These are big words that somebody just said to me, so I'm just regurgitating them. I have no idea what the fuck they mean. But they sound good. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Timmy!
We got Texas up in the building.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing today?
It's going down. We got Miss Teresa's up in the building. Girl, you just be popping in.
Yeah, pop in.
Just bust up in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The upper room.
Texas style.
It's going down. What's happening? Miss Teresa's popping off in Texas. Dallas.
Oh,
wait,
now
wait, 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 wait.
The weather's kind of crazy down here, you know.
You in Dallas, right?
No, I'm in Austin.
You in Austin? Okay. Yeah, that's Teddy J down in Dallas. Okay, so shouts out to Austin. You know what I'm saying? Home of the $600 man.
Yeah.
Is that the capital?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah,
what is
capital.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's the capital.
Oh, it is? Austin is the capital
of
Texas.
Yeah, Austin, Texas is the capital.
Wow.
Yeah, capital of Texas, yep.
Ain't that a bitch? And old people, George Bush is not from goddamn Texas. Shit. Oh. I wanted to make sure I throw that out, though. You know what I'm saying?
I knew he was going to say something about that. I knew he was going to say something.
Oh, yeah, you know that, because, after they made that good mention, I'm like, oh, okay, because I damn sure wanted to go ahead and annihilate Texas. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah.
Just to get Bush.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to get Bush. But it's all good. He ain't from there, so you know what I'm saying? Leave the state alone. Leave the state alone. But it's all good, man. We up in here.
It's all
you know what
good,
I'm
man. Everybody got something to say and got their own opinion, so you know.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
Everybody got to have say something. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't saying nothing, then what the is you doing? You know? What the is you doing? I want to give a quick shout out to my smoke shop. You know what I'm saying? And where I go to get my stuff. That's the Fletcher Grocery and Smoke Shop. Down in Tampa, Florida. Check them out at 1935 East Fletcher Avenue. Open 7 days a week. What the hell is it? Hold on. I got to get my languages right, people. I talk to so many different people in their own language, I be getting confused sometimes. Assalamu alaikum to all the people over there at Fletcher Grocery and Smoke Shop. Assalamu alaikum. That's their response. They got Obama shoes on sale for $12.99. You know what I'm saying? It says yes, we can. You know, but it's all good. You know. Yes, be kind. Yes, be kind. I'll just fuck with y'all, man. You know, I'll just fuck with you. All my potheads and smokers out there, you can get your grinders. Buy one, get one free. They got digital scales. Buy one, get one free. All you fake K2 smokers out there, I don't know what the is wrong with y'all, but yeah. I guess everybody got to continue trying to get high. You know what I'm saying? But they got the K2. Give you 3 grams of it. You know what I'm saying? Buy one, get one free. That's $10. They got that K2 up there in Texas?
Yeah, they do. They got some, yeah.
You ain't no pot smoker anyway. Did you try it though? Just
I'm not a pot smoker, but I know they got some though.
Oh, you tried some?
No, I ain't trying
none
any of them, but I know they got some.
Oh, you don't know no friend that
they had that on
the
news like a couple days ago, so.
What? It was on the news what?
Huh?
What was it on the news for?
They were talking about, like, these young kids using that, you know, smoking it or whatever they do.
Oh, okay.
And they were talking about the kids in school be doing that stuff, and they were talking about.
But, I mean, us personally, we done had that shit in the head shops, you know what I'm saying, for years. It's just because, of, you know what I'm saying, the Indians done, Arabian people done came down and started really putting it on, you know what I'm saying, blast, because they put it right out in front, you know what I'm saying? They don't try to be secret about it. They put all that, the pipes, grinders, hookahs, everything. As soon as you walk in the store, bam! You know what I'm saying? It's right there. So that is kind of offensive because your kids is actually looking at all this shit.
Yeah, they said it caught some kids at school doing that, you know. That's why they had it on TV.
You know what I'm saying? That's real now. And it's encouraging kids to smoke, period. It don't matter.
Yeah.
It's encouraging kids to smoke any kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they disguise it as incense. You know, which technically that's the legal term, so they can't. You know what I'm saying? Do anything really about it. And that's where the whole screw up about it is, you know what I'm saying, it is. Heavenly Angel, y'all got that K2 up there in Washington?
Yeah.
You know any friends that smoke it? You ever tried it?
No.
Smoking incense, people. I don't know. Well, they say it's not incense. They say it's a flower. It's the Damiana flower. Sprayed, laced with some spray or something on there. But people, even if you spraying weed to make it smell like blueberry, that ain't no good weed. You know what I'm saying? You get some regular weed and the bitch does spray some shit on to make it smell like, oh, that's that orange. That's fucking the weed up. You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? If you just get some regular good reefer, if it smell like orange, then that's one thing. You know what I'm saying? That means they don't put it in some orange pills or something like that. And that's what give it that orange effect, too. You know what I'm saying? But y'all look out for that, man. Don't let your family be. I got a homeboy that smoke that shit, but we keep telling him. But, you know, he on
wait,
his
did you
probation.
See a goofy bomb popped up in here? I'm sorry for interrupting. And it sounds like he's got something going on there. Look at the chat.
Oh, okay. Clean up from the police raid. I believe that. You know what I'm saying? I believe that because of how we get down. We thugs. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a thug. I'm a librarian. You know what I'm saying?
G-bomb,
I work in the
man.
Library. I work in the library on 10th Street. And somebody like to return books, I will be there. Man, like
let me see your library card.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's right here, baby.
I believe
oh, it's
you
right
then.
Here.
Just show me that. My very ID card.
Got jokes.
Let me whip my card out.
Whip it out, baby.
Man, look at this card, baby. You know what
I'm
saying?
You know
saying?
How to do it.
Oh, sorry, people.
Yeah.
I forgot where we were at. Yeah.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Oh, sorry, people.
That was
the pot devil coming in there with some.
I got the munchies. Can you pass the mashed potatoes?
Weed State Wednesday presents Patch the Mashed Potato. Fuck.
Shit. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Don't forget, people. Yeah, this is a open network show right here. You know what I'm saying? If you wanna use the airways to promote, you know what I'm saying, spam somebody, don't matter to me, you know what I'm saying, call up 347-237-5125, and, you'd be all the way live, you know what I'm saying?
Ah.
Oh. But, there you go. And we open the mic up, or the phone lines up, for, you know, anybody doing poetry, spitting raps, you know what I'm saying? you know, anything. Just don't call in spitting, you know what I'm saying? We don't play that. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Other DJ. That,
you call on in. Blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to call in and DJ. I don't know how to, you going to do that, but, yeah, play it over the phone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mr. DJ smells so good. I got someone I want to introduce you to.
Uh-oh.
At least his music, indie music.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's a heat. It's all right.
Jugga Hill. I met him in the streets of Seattle, him and his crew. They've sold over 90,000 CDs on the street, mind you. They're almost ghetto gold.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's how you sell units right there, people. If they're not on the pot, I don't want to talk to them.
Oh, they on that.
Oh, all right. So, well, hey, where are they at?
I'm going to have him send his MPs to you. He's going to be on the Jackal Cat show on Sunday.
Wait. Don't send the MPs to me. You know what I'm saying? That's military police.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll take
MP3,
the MP3.
MP3. All right, excuse me.
The MP3. MP3 only, people. No MP, please.
Oh, no.
No MP.
No military police, please.
Right.
You bon got enough going on already.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at boobies. I'm watching, what the hell is this? Shout out to Comedy Central for showing boobies. Early in the day, you know what I'm saying? Gotta love
titties
that.
Titties and beer, baby. Sounds like titties and beer.
National Lampoon's Barely Legal. Anybody seen that? Six obsessed teenagers try to find actors to perform in an air. What is that? In a pornographic movie. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Who watches porno? I don't know. I mean, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what the word is.
The hottest industry on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Oh. Sorry. Oh, yeah, go ahead and spit something, Heaven Angel. Waiting for you.
What's that?
Thought you're going to bust around, girl. Bust it wide open. Bust it wide open.
You already did.
Oh, you ain't gonna bust Ryan did.
Take
oh,
it
man.
Over, baby.
Oh, fuck it. Let's bust
anyway,
it.
Anyway, Jugga Hill. Jugga Hill.
Who?
Jugga Hill is his name.
Oh.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
I'll send you a link in the chat
Jugga
room.
Jugga Hill. Boy, people got some names, boy. People got some names, boy. And y'all talking about smell so good.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Oh, right. Okay, people. Check it out. We got to get into the little music because I got to go and find some more pot, I guess. Oh, yeah. This is a little key featuring Strizzo and Young G. It's called Bust It Wide Open. This is actually on the radio down here, man. So y'all ever be down here in Tampa, Florida, tune in 94.1 or 95.7 and you'll hear it on the radio. Yeah. If you hear it anywhere else, tell them Reggae Game Radio is planted.
Okay, and my nigga, I really do this. I had these bitches in the club like, who this? Lil' Key, I'm bitch, I'm here to blow. No, it's bitch, it's a bottle of that good gas.
Bust a wide open.
It's a chili blood.
Bust a wide open.
It's a bottle of that good good.
Bust a wide open.
With a back leg good wood.
Bust a wide open.
Describe. describing is the complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Right here, Reggae the Game Radio, Weekday, Wednesday,
yeah.
Getting into the Jackal. Features right now.
I'm here now.
This is hip hop, man. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. ParanormalZeusNetwork.com. Going now.
This is hip hop, homie, and the phone so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this too. It's all what I thought, got pieces of pieces. Break down this rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I could say anything, the kids would still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now, everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it, you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to churn, pages to turn, sense of flame. Now, love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lately, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying, yo, Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in sight, G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I thought I'd paint a picture in music. I'm an artist, so picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel, a lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now? A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict, see the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIT. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldier. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody gloves. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud. We just hold out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. They just needed some new logic for your hands. The Jackal. See now. Let's go!
Now, if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip hop.
Style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yeah.
See now, the Jack. I like the sound of this one, you know? They got that real hip hop.
following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
But America's favorite song for all the ladies out there, you know?
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Sing along if you know it. You probably do. You didn't listen to the show long enough.
Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Queer.
There's one thing that ain't likes, and that's
titties and
beer. Titties and
beer.
Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those colored motherfucking titties.
I love that song. I don't know where the hell that bar is at, but goddamn it, shit. I need to pull me up a goddamn stool. You know what I'm saying? To get shit-faced it, you know. Get tore out the ass. Like, what? Yeah, I drop people say the funniest shit. Well, I'm getting fucking shit-faced right now. I'm tore out the ass. Like, what? Now, hell? Yeah, I love drop people, man. Ah, good old titties and beer. Once again, shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel up in this biatch. Representing, you know what I'm saying? Sidekick to WDGE Radio. That means she's kicking y'all motherfuckers in the side if y'all don't act right, goddammit. So let that be known. You know what I'm saying? And shouts out to Goofy at Boat. Straight Low Records, man. Y'all need to go to YouTube.com. And check out Goofy Bone, man. We got a lot of new videos up there, you know what I'm saying? All patented, you know what I'm saying? By Mr. Goofy Bone himself. And there's a couple other, you know. But, yeah. Easy one called Don't Look Now, Mama's Got Her Boobs Out. Damn, I need that one.
Nothing like a MILF, baby.
That's too crazy. Oh yeah, I don't know who sings that. Actually, I don't even know where the hell I got titties and beer from. I don't know. Titties and beers was heavily sent.
Google it.
You know what I'm saying?
Google it. Go on YouTube.
I don't think I want to put titties in there because that's that's definitely gonna bring up a lot more results.
You want the milk?
That song is gonna bring up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay.
How about a shot of milk with that? Titties and beer.
Right. Cream of beer. Right.
Where'd you write any either?
Give some numb nuts that done made the news. It's coming out of the crab section. Now, this is a newspaper down here in Florida called the Florida Sentinel Bulletin. This is our so-called black neighborhood newspaper celebrating 66 years in the Tampa Bay area. Shouts out to that. Only thing is, I mean, beyond the slew of goddamn advertisements in the motherfucker, the paper is 66 years old and ain't went to color yet. The whole fucking paper's in black and white. What they do to that? We in 2010. They charge 50 to hundreds and thousands for ads and shit to get your ad in here. And the shit is still in black and white.
But it's working for them. 66 years, why change it if it's still working?
Fuck that. It's called upgrade.
That's their mentality, maybe. That's what they're
It's called of. Upgrade. You know what I'm saying? The original done died. You know what I'm saying? The original owner been died. So, you know
Cost
what I'm saying?
More than.
Huh?
The price will go up, I'm sure, for ads, and it'll cost more.
I guess they say, fuck it. Keep
it's working for 66 years.
Yeah. They put some about headlines up in here, though. You know, shouts out to the beauty of the week, Miss Ashley. They got these two stupid dudes. That's just the headlines alone just make you be like, huh? Teens arrested after painting racial slurs on vehicles. They show Robert Ruiz and Jaleel Joseph. So they kind of make it like, what the hell kind of, you know what I'm saying, racial slurs was you putting on some goddamn cars? Like, you know what I mean? Niggers, you speak. Why y'all running together then? Right. Anyway, Hillsborough County Sheriff's reported that the fight between a group of teenagers Friday turned into a crime spree. I don't know how you start from fighting to going and wanting to do shit.
What happened here? Is it Nutty News time?
No. It's just something I happen to look at. This is not nutty news. This won't even make it to the nutty news because this is like super local. You know what I'm saying?
This is a quick nut, huh?
Yeah, you wouldn't. This ain't even nutty because this is. I want to point this out to the, you know, my archive Bay Area listeners that might be listening to this because y'all might know these stupid fools. You know what I'm saying? And this might be in your family, so be aware that you. People's done did something extra stupid, and they're going around fucking up the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Making the damn neighborhood value go down. Shit. But they turned into a crime spree that included burglary and spray painting, racial slurs, and genitals on vehicles. According to reports, the teenagers 14 and 16 have been charged with 5 counts of auto burglary, residential burglary, 17 counts of criminal mischief, with a hate crime enhancement. I don't even know what the hell that is. You know what I mean? How the fuck you enhance? All right. They come up with all kind of new shit. But they said sometime between 9 p.m. Thursday and 2 a.m., teenagers stole spray paint and rode around Northwest Hillsboro and targeting vehicles. They reportedly drew pictures of genitals, wrote explicatives, and scrawled a slur, causing $17,000 in damage.
Wow.
One of the victims of the spree, an African American, had reportedly been in a fight with the teenagers in the past 2 weeks. His family's vehicle had 2 racial slurs painted on it, and deputies also recovered and returned $2,000 worth of stolen property. And this is our youth, people. You know what I'm saying? I just want to point that out. That's our youth out here in the streets, man. And your parents better tighten up. Because if you don't know what the fuck the kids is doing, you know what I'm saying, you damn sure need to start getting a little bit more involved. And 9 p.m. at night, you know what I'm saying, now that for a 14-year-old, he shouldn't have been out, you know what I'm saying? That brings me to another point with another article that's in it. Because I thought about running for mayor of Tampa, Florida, people, no bullshit. But there's an article in here, and one of the reasons I said that, because, you know, me personally, I would, you know, of course, enforce a citywide curfew for anybody under the age of 16. You know what I'm saying? You should have your ass in the house by 9 o'clock. That's when the motherfucking street lights come on. So, you know, of course, running on a campaign like that, you know, you're going to get some yays and some nays. You know what I'm saying? Kids sometimes, I guess nowadays, you know, 15 get their little jobs and shit to where they might work. But if that's the case, then you should have a work permit, just like you're supposed to carry around some fucking ID. And you got stupid motherfuckers walking around nowadays with no goddamn ID on. It makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? To walk around unidentified people, that's not something cool to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, something happened to my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Because we all go by nicknames, and because nobody knows each other's real name, you know, he ended up getting robbed on the corner. And when he get robbed, the dude shot him in the leg. So now he in the hospital, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what the hell going on because nobody don't know the man's real name. We can't go visit him. Y'all saying we can't go visit him. We can't check on the status or nothing. But this is our homeboy now. We done known each other for 5 years. And no, but, you know, we just keep a code like that. That we just, you know what I'm saying, we respect, you know what I'm saying, yo, whatever you want to be called, that's the fuck you going to be called. I ain't going to get all into your life like that. You can be doing some shit that I don't want to be involved in. That's why we keep a code of the streets like that. But, I mean, when shit hits the fan, though, sometimes, unexpectedly, like that did, you know what I'm saying, I end up having to go through the grapevine because I went with him one day to a car dealership where he got his car from. And I knew one of the car dealerships, I knew the car dealership dude he dealt with. That is the only way. And when I went in to talk to the dude, he was like, I still can't release that confidential information. I said, man, look, dude, you know what I'm saying, in the hospital, blah, 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 blah. Only thing he do gave me the last name. So, you know what I'm saying, I went off of the last name, and then that's how I got the first name, and then I actually find out where he was at and all that.
But, he was all right.
You know, like,
he all right,
that,
or did he hit a main artery?
No, he just fucked his leg up for a little minute. Now, he survived, you know what I'm saying? He survived. Shouts out to Dead End out there, you know what I'm saying? He survived. But I want to make this point up about running for the mayor because this dumbass person right here, I shouldn't say dumbass, but fuck it, it's out now. Got a little column in here, you know what I'm saying? Call Another View. And this is by Randy Kinsey, who says, too many blacks in the mayor's race. Anybody to me, that should just sound asinine. That's like white folks saying there's too many white people running for mayor. You know what I'm saying?
There is too many white people running for mayor.
Damn. <no. Okay. laughs> Well, fuck it. At least you said it. I ain't said it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well, fuck it. Now we got both sides,
yeah,
goddammit, stood up for us. But, you know, shit.
Damn. Okay.
This is like, this
are
is
we in America here? Are we in America here?
Yeah, we supposed to be, you know.
Right. Come on, let's do the right.
Goofy bone fly on down here, man. We need a Mexican mayor. Fuck it. I'll vote for you.
There you go.
Oh, Rodney Carrington. I'm going to look that up and get some more info on that. Shouts out to that, Ms. Deb Taylor. Appreciate you, Ms. Deb Taylor. Okay. I'm going to throw my other
Something
on. This is a little news before the news, people. This is news before the news. You know what I'm saying?
Natty news.
At the risk of sounding racist, I believe that there are too many African Americans in the 2011 race. I can't believe that there would be a time when I would have said there are too many blacks in the race for the position of the mayor of the city of Tampa. I have long been an advocate of blacks running for every elected office on the ballot in every election cycle. Doesn't matter whether or not they won. What is important is that African Americans send the message to all voters. And see, this is the whole powerful thing about, you know what I'm saying, speak for you. Don't speak for all the fucking people, because I don't share your view. So don't sit here and say all. Just say some. If that's the case, some of the voters. You don't say all the voters. Sends a message to all voters in Hillsborough County that there are those of us who are qualified to run for any office, in every office. That is true. It is also important that not only are we qualified and capable, but it is a fact that we are going to run for every seat during every election year. We want to have non-black voters get used to seeing blacks run for offices other than the handful set aside for us. While it is important that we run for every office, it is important that we don't overcrowd any individual race with blacks.
What?
When we overcrowd any single race, we lessen our chances of being able to win, such is the case with the upcoming 2011 mayor's race. And this is why I say
you
this
better
now.
Start pulling out them white folks.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like,
come on now.
We got one Hispanic lady that's running, Rose Perlita, and she's the only Hispanic that just came out and said she's actually running for mayor. The only Hispanic. So everybody else is black and white. No Chinese, no Mexicans. That'll be funny now. If a Mexican actually came out, I'll vote for him. Because you need diversity, and he ain't going to give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He going to give a damn about the white people, black people, Spanish people. He's going to get in there happy that he got a goddamn job.
Yeah, he should be.
And do his fucking job. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you need. These money that want to do a job. Not just trying to waste money, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, right now, Thomas Scott, Arthur Richardson, and Marion Lewis have all announced their intention to run for mayor. It is the fact that whoever wins, now that's only three people. How the fuck is that a crowd? He
wow.
Needs three people. Three people? Man, all right.
What do they want, one out of three?
I mean.
What do they want?
It is not unusual to have candidates announce early a run for an office, but never make it to the qualifying gate. For that reason, it is not a certainty that all three of the African Americans will actually run for mayor. So why would you actually sit up here and write this whole goddamn article, you know what I'm saying, putting that shit out there like that. But if they do, they will severely divide the black vote and hurt each other's chance of winning. All three of these candidates believe that they can win the mayor's race, but at some time they all must be real with themselves. Running for mayor isn't the same as running for city council or county commission. The mayor's position is a citywide race and is without a doubt the most powerful elected position in Hillsborough County. In order to win, a candidate must appeal to the voters in the rich South Tampa area. The blue blood voters, and what the fuck is that?
The that's blue some blood rich folks. Voters that's of Palmer City.
So you're trying to say white folks are blue
that's
blood. What the
crazy.
Fuck is that? You feel me? That's that undercover racist.
That's that mentality,
right,
man.
Come the fuck on. The rich South Tampa. There ain't nothing rich about South Tampa. It's the motherfucking project. The hood. The sprouting new Tampa community, which they did some dumb shit. They cleared a whole bunch of wilderness out. Built up this little fake ass city, gonna call it New Tampa. Now you got Tampa, but then they got this little couple of acres little spot that they call New Tampa. Come the fuck on, man. They would do some stupid shit. But this is what I'm living in. And you know, I'm bringing y'all my world. I'm bringing y'all my world. And it says the sprouting New Tampa community and sissy, sashy voters of East and West Tampa. I don't even know what the fuck a sishash is. I don't know what that is. So, fellas, judge yourselves. If you can't appeal to all of these people or enough of these people, then do all of us a favor. Get out of the race now and avoid the rush later. God damn. Boy, if you ain't hating on your old motherfucking people, man. That's some motherfucking shit, man. This is what the fuck I'm up against. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, people. Now, I'm finna run. And first thing, they gonna say, oh, you smoke pot. Who the fuck cares? All right, shout out to Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. New video by Goofy Bones called Drama. I'll get that listen in a minute. You know what I'm saying? And
right before we get into this,
huh?
I can't say goodbye in there in the chat. My computer's froze, so I can't say goodbye in the chat.
Oh, shit. Well, this is what's up. Miss Heavenly Agent says bye in the chat. And we're going to get into this song right for the nutty news, man. This is F1 Diamond. God loves the hood. You know what I'm saying? Weezday Wednesday presents. We almost back.
Yeah.
That's real. Check it out.
I got to put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on. I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? B. Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderfield, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block. Deep boys, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody's from the hood, ain't a thug, ain't never went to jail, selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way, and I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me, I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait,
Hold on, yeah. We said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the sorrows, two step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we leaned on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, feeling good, just throw your hat in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God love the hood, love the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, feeling good, throw your hat in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
To the Nutty News. Nutty News people right here, part, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy from around the world. And I mean the world. And we're going to get into it. Heavenly Angel, welcome back.
I'm ready to get my nutty on. Come on.
Wow. Skate. Oh, sorry, people. Sorry.
Backed up here now.
I was watching Dave Chappelle, and yeah, had a Dave Chappelle moment in Florida. God damn it! I read about y'all already. What the fuck is going on? Shit! Debt collectors use Facebook. God damn right to embarrass those who owe. What a ah, God damn it. Debt collectors can be relentless and downright rude on the phone, but now a St. Petersburg woman is filing suit alleging the company that financed her car loan began harassing family members over the social networking website Facebook. One day she got a call from her sister saying the company noticed her in Georgia. I was telling her, no way, because you're not even a reference, said Beecham, who later found out Mark 1 contacted her sister and other relatives via Facebook. Damn, that is fucked up. Boy, motherfuckers want their money, though, goddammit. If your ass, oh, it ain't no hiding, goddammit. It ain't like you can hide. Bitch, you put all your business out there on the internet. Shit. Now, it's public information. Man, that's fucked up, though. But it's not, because then, you know what I'm saying, you took that, and then you went and researched the phone numbers to call them people. You know what I'm saying? And that's bullshit. So, here you go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
All righty.
What is the world coming to, you know?
Hey, hey.
Fast internet.
Hey, you know? It's like cyberbullying, though. Cut the fucking computer off. Y'all, man, cut
simple,
the fucking computer off. What the fuck is a cyberbullying? Cut the fucking computer off. In school, I understand. It's not as easy to take the child out of school, you know what I'm saying, or to remove the bully out of school, you know what I'm saying, because you got to build cases. But a computer, people, if you really telling me that motherfucker did a news report talking about there's a rise in cyberbullying, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, people. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Anyways, over in Wisconsin, man shoots, I would do this. I probably would have done this. Man shoots TV, enraged by Bristol Palin dancing. Yeah, I would be too. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Palins. Shit. Fucking bridge to nowhere, Miss Bridge to nowhere. I want to build a bridge to nowhere. What the fuck is that about? Right. Anyways, Cowan, 66, allegedly became so enraged by Palin's success that he actually fired a shotgun round into his television, triggering a 15-hour standoff with Wisconsin cops. According to a criminal complaint, Cowan's wife called police to report that her husband had blasted the TV and was threatening to kill himself. Damn.
Oh. How many beers did he have?
Yeah. Cowan, who had been drinking, became angry.
No titties with that.
Oh, man. Became angry while watching Palin, 20-year-old Palin, perform on the ABC program, whoever the fuck that is. I don't know.
Her daughter.
Man. Here you go, brother. Jeez.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I actually wouldn't do that, people. Over in Belgium, passengers refused to leave plane. Crew left. Okay. More than 100 angry passengers refused to leave a Ryanair flight after it was diverted to Belgium, demanding instead that they be taken home. The passengers, mostly French tourists who were supposed to land near Paris after returning from holidays in Morocco, sat in a dark cabin in protest hours after even the pilot and crew had left the plane at Liège Airport in southern Belgium.
Okay. What can you say?
I don't know what it was. But I tell you what, guys, you know.
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, we just going to do that. Fuck it. Over in California, Goofy Bone Land, a man is pulled from flight for a tattoo. What the hell does that say? Boy, come on now. Now, look. See, I want to say this without being racist, people. All right?
Just say it.
But
say it.
Okay, white folks, listen. Some things you should not bring attention to yourself. Okay?
Right.
Having Adam Bomb tattooed on your motherfucking hands is probably not the smartest thing to do as you're trying to get onto a motherfucking plane. Right. Noted Los Angeles food stylist Adam C. Pearson was settling on into his seat aboard a Delta flight when the flight attendant tapped him on the shoulder and asked him to come to the front of the plane. His first thought, I'm getting an upgrade. Yeah, not exactly. Pearson was temporarily asked to step off the plane and learned that another passenger had reported him for suspicious behavior and noted that he had the words "atom bomb" tattooed across his fingers. You see what I'm saying? Come on. That's like having "I'm a terrorist" around your motherfucker, tattooed around your neck.
He might have that on his chest somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah.
Too much.
Right. There you go.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
No. Now, just in the same right, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be stupid enough because, you know, we wouldn't have nothing tattooed on us. We might be probably listening to some shit in our damn headphones too loud. "I'm going to kill motherfucker everybody on the plane. I'm going to kill everybody on the motherfucking plane. Blow this bitch up." Excuse me, sir. Can you turn your headphones down? "I'm going to blow this bitch up." Tighten up, black people, okay? Okay, people.
Yeah.
It's
the mind. You know, you got to reach the mind.
Right. And Colorado, twins shot at Colorado firing range. What? Damn. Twin sisters from Australia were both shot in the head at an outdoor Colorado shooting range, killing one of the women and leaving the other critically injured. The Herald Sun, an Australian newspaper, is reporting that the two sisters made a suicide pact. Investigators aren't sure who fired the gun or guns or whether the same bullet hit both sisters who were in the same shooting lane.
What the hell?
Oh.
Two minds that think alike, I guess. Way too much.
Wow. Whoa.
What happens?
Damn, well, to the fallen sister, I guess. You know, good old fallen sister.
You know, do they get the moment of silence there?
Yeah, that's for the...
They took their own one.
Wow, that's what I don't know, though.
No? They took their own life. Did you be quiet?
That's what they said, but you know what is it? Did they find notes or something laying around?
What happened?
So I gave them a half. They get half. You know, they get half.
Wow.
There you go. They
well, you
got to
give one more because there was two of them.
No, the other one's still alive.
That's right. But she's never the same. She's probably a vegetable.
Well. There you go.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far fleshing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred.
And she only gets half, people, because we don't know the full story. Yeah. We find out you're getting the rest of it, though. Best believe that. Over here in India, fortune tellers warn of problems for William and Kate. Who the fuck is that?
Oh, no.
Okay. Right. Oh, Britain has gotten something to do with Britain. Yeah, all right. Who the fuck cares? Asian fortune.
The nutty people. That's why
just
we don't
undercover.
Know.
Just undercover. You know what I'm saying? Undercover. Asian fortune tellers are divining mixed blessings for Britain's Prince William and fiance Kate Middleton, with the gloomier oracles warning of affairs, divorce, and trouble having children, probably because your father's gay. Oh, did I say that? Probably, yes, I did. Arun Kumar Bansal, president of the All India Federation of Astrologers Societies. Man, I need a drink after reading all of that. saw a mostly rosy future for the second in line to the throne and his wife-to-be. In many Asian cultures, fortune tellers are the first port of call for people in search of the right partner.
Well, I guess they're getting married.
Yeah. Well, shit, they said it. We're not compatible. That's why we're getting married. Fuck them. You know what I mean? 2 years down the line, they're divorced. Motherfucking fortune teller. Oh. Anyway.
Well, that's Prince William and his bride-to-be.
Yeah. I actually read this. I read this, and I did not think this was going to make the nutty news. And it has actually made the nutty news. I read this article. Oh, where did I read this at? I think that is in here. And I wonder how the hell did that make it into the Florida Sentinel. Well, guess what, people? Yep. This is crazy. This is Arizona? Yep, Arizona. Wow, people. How about it made our little local shitty poop newspaper down here? Yeah. Fat man is spokesman for Heart Attack Grill. This is out of Arizona, people. Yeah, and then it reads, offers free food to customers over 350 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. You read both articles because one of them only going to go a little bit into it, and I'll go into it. A 570-pound man said he was appointed spokesman for an Arizona restaurant, the Heart Attack Grill, whose motto is a taste worth dying for. Blair River, 29, who is 6 feet 8 inches tall, has been featured in online video advertisement for the restaurant in Chandler, for which he is paid $100 per hour. Customers who weigh more than 350 pounds eat for free, and the fries are deep fried in lard. Okay. It gets a little bit weirder than that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it gets a little bit weirder. The Heart Attack Grill has a medical theme with waitresses dressing in skimpy nurses' uniforms and customers being called patients while being forced to wear hospital gowns over their clothes. However, the weirder part of the restaurant is not the theme, but the free food offered to morbidly obese individuals. The menu features no diet drinks in high-calorie food with fitting names such as the Double Bypass Burger, and the outlet is offering free food, including quadruple bypass burgers and flatline fries, to anyone who tips the scales at 350 pounds.
Well, yeah. They
count
it like it is.
Damn.
They ain't lying.
But
it's on their menu.
You know? Shit. You big motherfucker want to go out there and kill yourself, then goddamn it, there you go. They're going to help you get on out the door. Make some motherfucking room for the rest of us, goddamn it. Fuck it. You're going to blatantly go and eat a triple stack. I mean, this is a pound. This is 3 pounds of meat.
Wow.
Come on, people. There ain't
somebody
that
does that every day.
There is not that much gluttonous in this world. That is gluttonous. That is a extreme
is.
Sin.
Ooh. What number is that on the scale? I'm seeing.
Man. Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, shit, everything else going on. You know what I'm saying? Where does that fit in? You know what I'm saying?
That could be pretty tame these days. You're stuffing yourself. The food, that is.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, man. Over here in Connecticut.
Mashed potatoes, baby.
Drunk driver who struck and killed 14-year-old Sue's parents?
Underage kid shoots kids?
No.
So that's the parents?
A Connecticut man convicted of striking and killing a 14-year-old bicyclist is now suing the boy's parents.
Oh, what? That is
yeah.
crazy.
David Weaving struck and killed Matthew Kenny as he was riding his bike. Weaving sped by another car at 80 miles per hour and struck Kenny. Weaving, who has a history of drunken driving convictions, sued the Kennys of contributory negligence because they allowed him to ride his bike in the street without a helmet.
Wow.
Now, this is the sick world we live in, because that shit right there, that one little contributory negligence, will get that motherfucker back on the goddamn streets.
Yeah.
It's the sick world we live in, too, people. It's all about wordplay. You play with the motherfucking words right, you know what I'm saying? You can get anything. I tell you what, man, that's crazy. But this is the Nutty News, people. Just fair warning, this is the Nutty News. In Trinidad, panic
breaks
out.
Doesn't he deserve an award?
Oh, yeah, well, my bad. My bad. Not really, because shit.
Lying, cheating.
There's something. You're going to give him something. He hit something. God damn, you did hit the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But God damn it. I just got kind of caught up in the sickness of this
the
world.
The boy is dead, and they're suing the parents.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, and they're actually going to let him get off. That's what
that
I'm
ain't
just,
enough
just,
already.
Man. Boy.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
Well, this is what I'll do. This is a two-part award. This is to the world, goddammit, who would let this crazy motherfucker out on contributory negligence.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Man to the shit. Oh, man, that's too crazy. Boy, that is the world which we live in, boy.
That's that world. That story.
That's the world we live in right there, man. Trinidad, panic breaks out after double attack at school. Now in reading that second one, remember I read the family of 12 jumps from the second floor after the devil scene?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. You know what I'm saying? And then here we go, man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why nobody don't see Jesus floating down and y'all getting enlightenment from that? You know what I'm saying? Everybody always see the fucking devil, though. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers, man. Panic broke out at the Maruga.
I got to fire up here on that one.
And at the Maruga Composite School. Yesterday, a 17 female students fell mysteriously ill and began rolling on the ground, hissing and blabbering in a strange tongue after suffering bouts of nausea and headaches. Sounds like the school lunch to me. Oh! Two of the students reportedly tried to throw themselves off a railing and had to be physically restrained, triggering fears of a possible demon attack.
Alrighty then.
What the hell is a composite school?
You having a seizure? Hello.
What is a composite school? What is that? Like a
I don't know.
I never heard of it.
Maybe it's like an alternative school where kids don't behave. I don't know.
Let's do some research real quick. The Maruga Composite School, located in the scenic village of Base Terra, opened its doors to its first intake of students in 1983. Okay, so that's just some shit that they call it. It's not. Oh, this is a religious school, secondary, non-denominational. Maruga RCU School, primary, Grand Cheman Roman Catholic, 162 pupils in 2002. The hell is Roman Catholic? Catholic? Oh,
Catholic?
Lord. No, y'all fucking.
Madden.
Oh, man. No, y'all.
Madness already.
Yeah, then you hear it there, like, oh, check this out. Maruga is located south of Base Terre, along the southern coastline, and some of its communities are Fifth Company Village, Grand Cheman, La Lune, La Ritrec, La Rufin, El Lance Matan, Marach, and Rock River. I'm supposing that's all a group of people. I guess that's where all these people come from. Yeah. Right. And let's see here. Fifth Company Village was named after the Black American. Wow. Black American Baptist ex-soldiers who migrated to Trinidad in 1816. From the late 1800s to the early 1900s, many Venezuelans came by boat to settle in Maruga, bringing with them such lies, Christmas traditions, as parang, music, and pastels, or corn pies. What the hell that have to do with Christmas, I don't know. All right. Visitors to the area can enjoy bird watching at the La Rufin, or sea bathing at the beaches of La Lune and Marach. The La Lune River runs through the area with a suspension bridge across it that connects La Rufin on the west to La Ritrec. On the east, the economy of Maruga is based on fishing and agriculture. There are currently at a religious affiliation for the Fifth Company Baptist School is Baptist. The La Lune RC School is Roman Catholic. Maruga Composite School is non-denominational. The Maruga Roman Catholic School is in the Grand Cheman, and that's 162 students. And Rock River Roman Catholic is 430 students. Man, that is over 600 students, 700 students, man, is getting poisoned.
With madness.
Down with religion.
What? A couple of kids jumped over the balcony and died, you said?
No, two of them tried to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Two of the girls and had to be physically restrained.
Oh, restrained, yeah, I missed that part.
Yeah, because they wanted to take their own. I believe it was, I'm blaming it on the school lunch, but, all right. Last but not least, people, we're in Florida. Damn it. Can't leave it. No, I can't end it that way. Shit. 4-year-old.
Yeah, you can.
Fucking shit ass. Yeah.
Is it in your hometown or somewhere else in Florida? Where?
No. All right, this is down the street. 4-year-old is left home alone and calls 911. Goddamn right. Shit. Florida woman. He was shit. Yeah, but for real, they do this type of shit all the time now. These stupid parents.
That is crazy. That's one smart kid,
man.
Right there, boy.
Yeah, because they teach the kids.
They
teach the kids to call 911 in case of emergency. But they damn, you done left this, and this was why. Was arrested on charges of child neglect after the 4-year-old son called 911 to report that his mother had left him home alone. Jocelyn Vallott, 25, of Deltona, Florida, was arrested after her son spoke to a 911 operator. When the dispatcher asked if the woman had been gone a long, long time, the boy replied yes. The boy reportedly said that Vallott told him she was leaving to see a doctor and buy beer.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
You already know.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff leg and spotting the worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail, well, I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, tap a bitch.
Now, yeah.
Party time smells good.
Going down, shout out to Party Town, you know what I'm saying? We out here representing. And, I have a little YouTube video posted in a minute for this song right here for Mr. Janu. It's just going to be a little slideshow picture. It's nothing fancy, you know what I'm saying? Just to really promote the song. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check it out. Ain't no video. It's just going to be like a little slideshow, you know what I'm saying? Just to, just a little slideshow, but it's to promote this song. You can check out Mr. Janu on www.myspace.com/JanuThePrincess or www.myspace.com/DragBoysPrincess, DragBoys Princess. He's no longer with the Drag Boys, but you know what I'm saying? Your past is your past, and this is the future. It's regular game.
I'm that beat. Yeah, I'm that beat. Yeah, I'm that beat. I'm that beat. I got good pussy. I'm that beat. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that beat. I don't take shit. I'm that beat. Damn right. That's why. I'm that beat. You sure? 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 I got good pussy. I'm that beat. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that beat. I don't take shit. I'm that beat. Damn right. That beat. You looking at my butt? To pay my bills, got a job, work hard, get it high, live up, 7 a.m. and I start my day, headed forward, cause I'm about my pay, like Lucky say, little mama don't play, been fair, gonna throw the dick this way, Wednesday nights, you can catch me at Coco's, in the back, with my thug getting loco, no regular, I smoke purple.
Who the baddest up in the club?
my weed, pimp these streets.
I'm a dope boy, and I live a dope boy life. And she's a good girl, slash dope boy wife. But she's roses and cream, my was struggling twice. But I treat her so good, and I fuck her so right. She wanna ride with a nigga when I smoke my weed. The everything that I want, all that a nigga need. But if the feds come and get me, baby, we'll see. But she was there way before I bought my first key. A young nigga swerving 24, spinning them all on them bags, covered in them jeans. The loving she give a nigga, bring me to my knees. And all you hoes that be hating, you can stop it, please. I'm getting my money right, baby, steady stacking chains. And I'ma give you what you want, whatever you need. A real nigga in your life will bring you so much joy. My favorite girl fell in love with a dope boy.
Bye. Got to be up front in this time. Can't stand and look from behind. Got to be in what's going down. Understand and solid ground.
You better wise up to what life's bringing.
Wise up and question the system.
Wise up, you got to rise.
Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up, children.
Wise up.
Wise up, history.
Wise up.
Wise up, brother.
Wise up.
Wise up, father.
Wise up.
Wise up, people.
Wise up.
Wise up, wise up. Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up and question the system. Wise up, you got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Wise up,
wise up to what life's bringing.
Wise up
to question the system.
Wise up,
you got the right.
Wise
up, stand up and fight.
Wise up
to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system.
Wise up,
you got the right.
Wise up,
stand up and fight. Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress. Make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your coin in the fountain. We all have been on top of the mountain. Make a move, the time is now. Don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just
wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Got to say no when it's no. Got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life to work. Got to get your piece of earth.
Wise up to what life's bringing.
Wise up, question the system.
Wise up,
you got the right.
Wise
up, stand up and fight. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up, wise up.
Wise up, wise up.
Wise up.
Wise up, wise up,
wise up,
wise up, wise up,
wise up,
wise up, wise up, wise up,
wise up. What you have to say is I opt out, and then they give you a pat down search.
And if we all did it,
I do that
air traffic would stop.
Well, listen, maybe I know.
When I just flew here this weekend, I wore the same sweatpants that I wore last week to go to L.A. This year, this weekend when I came in, he's like, oh, they just changed the rules this week. Do you want a private screening or do you want us to patch you down out here? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, do you want us to take you in the back room or do you want us to do it out here? What does it entail? I have to go in your waistband, put my hand down your pants. I'm like, do it out here. And I stood in front of everybody and he
said, wait, what's the alternative? Can I go through a machine?
No, the alternative is what he's going to do.
He's going to put his hands down your pants no matter what.
He did, yeah.
88.
And I said, I'd rather have to sit out here in public. You know
what I'm
saying? He's already ashamed to do it. And I feel like he's not going to go in.
When did this happen?
This weekend.
They're required to put your hands down your pants.
You know the outcome.
Wait a minute.
If you're wearing sweatpants or baggy clothes,
but his hand is just my waistband.
I gotta tell you, I have to get my hand around my waistband.
Ran his hand around the ring of my waistband, then pat his front, and then pat my butt, and in my crotch.
And you know, it's absolutely that's part that kills me. That for all the federalization, for all the giant bureaucracy, for the $5 you have to pay for every single flight, going and coming back everywhere you go, you get not 1% put bump.
Shit, I be the wise one is in the building. Shouts out to them. Shouts out to bits back into society. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check that out. But the little commentary I was just playing was from one of these radio show hosts. Well, let me see what his name was again. Hold on. What was his name? Owen J.J. Stone. This happened on, it just happened. 3 days ago on the 14th. That just happened. He went through the airport, you know what I'm saying, talking about he had all his jogging pants on, and talking about it's a new TSA rule that says they now have to stick their hands down your pants in order to frisk you. So that's what he was complaining about. And, you know, he looked like he's a pretty large guy, you know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
And he said that he felt just a little, he felt embarrassed, you know what I'm saying, by them doing that. Which, with me, I would think so. I think that's kind of embarrassing. I think that's really, that's degraded. I mean, you do that, they do that when you go to jail. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't
they catch them.
They do that when you go to jail. God damn it, I ain't talking.
They all up in you.
Fairy tale, telling you from experience. They put their hand down in your pants. You know, holding your fill on your nuts and all the other fag shit. You know what I'm saying?
They all in it.
But that's a violation, man. That's violation of your privacy. That's violation of every fucking little rights that you think you might have or don't have. But you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, they have. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I want to put this out there also. Where is it? They got a website. I just want to give it. Where's the website out? It's called We Won't Fly, Act Now, Travel with Dignity. It takes action, defeat the scanners and gropers. What is the website? WeWon'tFly.com. Okay, let's check that out. WeWon'tFly.com. Shit, might even have a contact person. Yeah, there we go. WeWon'tFly.com. So it's for all y'all travelers out there, man, that might be traveling during the holidays. You know what I'm saying? It do got to take a stand, man. I mean, because it's going to get to the point where it's just, you know, you stick up for your, you know, you fight for your rights like they say. Or goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get rolled the fuck over. November 24th is National Opt-Out Day. The jam TSA checkpoints by opting out until they remove the porno scanners. You got damn right. How to raise hell. First, participate in National Opt-Out Day at any local airport. The second is to stop flying. Third is to opt out of the scanners every time. Fourth is to educate yourself, your family, friends, and neighbors. Fifth is to organize an educational event at your local airport for National Opt-Out Day, November 24th. Create a video saying why you won't fly and send us a link. Protest to the airlines. Make a fuss to the hotels. Complain to the government. Report your experience to EPIC, the EPIC. File a complaint with the ACLU, which I already have one filed. File a TSA civil rights complaint. They're all links to all these. If you go to WeWon'tFly.com, look on the right hand side, and you'll see these lists of 21 things to do. And you can click on the links, and then it'll take you if you want to participate and do one of them. You can file an online TSA complaint. You can tell why we won't fly your TSA story. Tweet your feelings with hashtag number won't fly. That's the pound sign won't fly. Like our Facebook page, which is very simple. Connect with us on Twitter, post to Facebook, and blog or make a video about your feelings and experiences. Ask local media to cover this story. Last but not least, got more ideas? Share them. You know, and they're plain and simple. If you absolutely, positively must fly, you know, you opt out of scanners. Do it to protect your health and privacy. And that is other thing.
Sure.
Your health.
That's what I was going to talk about.
The fucking radio waves that has to be generated to produce that type of shit. Yeah, people, you don't.
Hour after hour.
Ain't no
minute
fucking
after
way.
No.
And the people around that is operating that whole area.
Thing, too, with the gloves that they put on. Do they change those every single time they pat somebody down? Because.
Mm.
Somebody could
and
have
some people are allergic to latex. So in 9 times 10, y'all got latex gloves on.
What's up? You know?
You feel me? Come on now. Second.
Yeah, they're feeling you all right.
If you can avoid flying, don't fly. Hit the airlines in the pocketbook until the scanners and gropers are gone. Make the airlines work for us, which is just like your government. Stop fucking shopping at Christmas time and all that shit. Fuck that. Get your goddamn kids some ramen noodles and a makeshift skateboard that you made by hand. I guarantee that motherfucker will ride that some bitch till the wheels fall off and will love it just as the same as you going out and spending $200,000 because they don't know the value of anything. Only thing they know, they want to play with it, tear it up, and let the shit be gone. So, third, raise holy hell, register your disapproval of the scanners and gropers to your airline, your hotel, and other all government officials who claim to work for you, and educate your community. Now, that is not, this really doesn't apply to the black community, not here in Tampa, Florida, because these sons of bitches scared to get out of motherfucking Tampa, period. Me personally, it affects, because that would have been me over this weekend, and I would have been having y'all a story, like, what the fuck did I just go through? Flying through Las Vegas, which I know damn well, they replaced them old-ass people that they call fucking TSA agents, and these motherfuckers was wanting to check up a shit. I walked through with the, unbeknowing to me, a goddamn, my hand is at least 6 inches, 9 inches, you know what I'm saying? I got a pretty big hand, people.
You're banging, baby. You're banging.
But anyway, you know, just joking. I had a razor. I had a box cutter. I had a box cutter that was the size just as long as my hand. And it was in the bottom of my laptop bag that went through the scanner. And that's through Tampa International Airport and Las Vegas International Airport and through Philadelphia International Airport when I flew back.
Wow.
And in Atlanta Airport when I crossed through just till I got back home to Tampa and I rode all the way back with it in the same position. And I showed, you can ask Goofy Bone because I showed it to him when we was in the motherfucking room. I was blown and scared as in a motherfucker. I was like, oh shit, I've been riding with this shit the whole time, and I didn't even know. I guess it didn't matter, because, like I say, them old motherfuckers wasn't checking for nothing. They was confiscating Viagra and Ada zinc pills and shit. You motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers was not looking for anything dangerous, such as bombs, guns, and shit. These bitches taking oil of Olay, lotions and shit like that. So they take them all their personal use. You know what I mean? Come on. That was
bomb out of it.
My co-host at the time, Miss Australian Triple X, she even complained and said that they took her $100-something makeup kit that she had just ordered specially for the BTR host reunion trip. And she said they took that at the airport. Left her pin needles and all the other kind of shit she had.
Oh, wow.
Timmy! Nah, it beams. Konnichiwa.
Happy the wise.
Konnichiwa back.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I be the wisest one is up in this Muraneka. What's happening, my brother?
I'm sitting here thinking about this flying thing, man. I'm supposed to be taking a trip, and
let me interject something for your health. Backscatter X-ray uses ionizing radiation, a known cumulative health hazard, to produce images of passengers' bodies. Children, pregnant women, the elderly, and those with defective DNA repair mechanisms are considered to be especially susceptible to the type of DNA damage caused by ionizing radiation. Also at high risk are those who have had or currently have skin cancer. Ionizing radiation's effects are cumulative, meaning that each time you are exposed, you are adding to your risk of developing cancer or more cancer. Since the dosage of radiation from the back scatter X-ray machines is absorbed almost entirely by the skin and tissue directly under the skin, averaging the dose of over the whole body gives an inaccurate picture of the actual harm. In the letter of concern, the UCSF faculty members noted that the dose of skin could be dangerously high. The eyes are particularly susceptible to the effects of radiation, and as one study found, allowing the eyes to be exposed to radiation can lead to an increased incidence of cataracts. Aside from that, you are being strip searched.
And that's why...
And that is a violation of your motherfucking privacy.
You're 100% right, but you know what? That's why a motherfucker like me go greyhound.
Trying to tell you now, and that's without, and this is what they say. Strip searches are being performed without any probable cause or reasonable suspicion as primary screening.
You know why? Because our president has given Homeland Security the power to do whatever they feel is absolutely necessary. It's an inconvenience to you, but it is procedure to them. Their objective is to make it as hard as possible for you. And if, I mean, we all know that strip searching is illegal. It's not anymore. Because Homeland Security has given airports the right to perform these acts.
Check this out. There are also property risks. During the time that a person is inside the full body imaging machine, it is impossible to maintain a line of sight to his or her belongings. Remember that because you cannot have anything in your pockets during the scan, this will include all your identification, money, and all personal items. Numerous thefts have been reported at security checkpoints, including incidents that led to the firing of four TSA employees at JFK, as ABC News reported. See, I'm going to have to do a full show on this.
Break it down.
Yeah, I'm going to do a full show on this, though, because we don't have enough time to really cover this.
No.
And because,
we got what? 2 minutes?
Yeah, so tomorrow is going to be Thanksgiving Nothing Thursday. And it'll be the continuation of this. We're going to be getting in more depth, you know what I'm saying, because I got a lot more stuff that what they going to do and things that you can and don't have to do. You know what I'm saying?
And is this more Big Brother stuff, too? Just control over?
This is all, man. Come on now. Touch the generals in a manner that could feel like sexual assault. That's a warning when you've been getting an enhanced pat-down, which is what I just read.
That's
what the big
terrible
dude just got, an enhanced pat-down. Come on, man. Come on, man. I am on, man. People ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You know, sisters be working at the goddamn airport. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be a real issue. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a real issue.
Yeah.
So,
but as long as you have options and alternatives, it's not going to get that far. Because that's the first thing that they're going to throw at you. Well, if you don't like the procedure, take the bus.
Yeah. Well,
or drive a car.
Hey. Yeah, well, they're going to hit you upside the head with the tolls and shit. Now, that's how they really fucking people over with the down here. And they're requiring you to have a what's called a sun pass. You know what I'm saying? They're going to actually have your ID in order for you to get through these tolls. Come on, people. But, I mean, unless we crash the tolls down, unless big trucks and just crash the motherfuckers down, and we tell these bitches we ain't playing that shit, the American people, you run yourself. And if you let somebody motherfucker run you over, then that's what's going to happen.
What you got, 1 minute going?
Yeah, and we out here. So out here on that note, I'm going to get into my homeboy Nando, because he fed up with the system just like I am, you know what I'm saying? And, can't come back tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? This is Weed Day Wednesday Presents. We almost back. People, we almost back in the building. And, Southside Ivy Wise, One Heavenly Angel, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Who else we got? Goofy Ball.
Deb.
And Deb Daly, of course. Go to WeFunkFly.com, man. Go check out my website. I have a direct link on
Some people don't care at all. They know them have it all, and still them never share at all. Some people don't care at all. They say when them see your eyes, they would have wish they want to see you fall. Some people don't care at all. They know them so big and they never give a damn about smile. Some people don't care at all. Just speak the truth, they never hear at all. Set up with the system. Me said too much get the youth of seen. Being a victim, yeah. Set up with the system. Yeah, the people never say, no, I want this thing. All right, set up with the system. Cause I don't care to you, they make a shoot and a loot. All right, set up with the system. And every day, the mass of you recruit. And the truth, all right, some of us are young. Yo, again, they must